So my name is Cheyenne Edmondson. I'm the 2017 Hunger U crew member, and I help with public relations.
So what is Hunger U? You guys are here with this big black trailer. What is Hunger U? What's the cause?
So Hunger U, we're a nonprofit traveling exhibit that goes around to universities across the country just spreading awareness about food insecurity and hunger. We really want to bridge that gap with students, university students especially, and just getting them informed about food insecurity and hunger and how it's an issue here both in the U.S. and globally. We also touch base with different research and technology that's been developed through agriculture to kind of help alleviate hunger. We're an initiative put on by Farm Journal Foundation, and they've created us in an effort to kind of talk to university students.
You have some agriculture background. Agnet West is an agriculture company or agriculture media company, so we understand this. But the point is to reach those people who may not understand the role that agriculture plays in food insecurity, right?
Yeah, we really want to inform students that maybe don't have experience with agriculture, or that might be kind of on the fence on what to believe or not. We don't take sides on anything. We just really want to promote the awareness of hunger and food insecurity and how agriculture can really be a solution to that through technology, research. There's so much research that's going into like how to provide food for the growing population, because that number is always going to just keep on increasing. And when you think about if the population's increasing, that means less land to work with, less resources. You're going to compromise with resources with different industries other than agriculture, and just for the people themselves, like they need water as well. So like, how do you manage producing more food for that population with less resources? So agriculture is doing so much research, putting so much money into figuring out this and trying to provide for that growing food supply. So it's definitely what we encourage people to acknowledge and know that it's definitely a solution in it.
And you and I talked briefly about you talked about ag research, the importance of the cooperative extension and all that. That research is key to getting us in the position we need to be to feed that growing population, right?
Oh, yes. I'm a firm believer in extension. I know back home, my dad farms. We do corn, soybeans, cattle, and the extension office is a really good resource. And when you think about other countries, they don't have systems quite like that, where farmers can go to those extension office and learn about, hey, this is what I'm doing in this is what people are doing in their fields, like cover crops, and this is helping their soil. It's helping them provide for more feed for their cattle when crop seasons are in place. So I just think extension is just this really valuable resource that we're very fortunate to have here in the United States. And if we can always support that system, that's great.
So you're here at CSUF Fresno State. You guys have been on a long tour. You told me you're in Minnesota. Talk about some of the places you've been and where you're going to.
Yeah, so we started our 10-week tour in the Minnesota State Fair, which if anyone's ever known about Minnesota State Fair, it's ginormous. And it was really neat because we touched base with adults, older people, youth. So we hit our message on a wide basis of people, and that was really unique. And Minnesota is still very agricultural based, so we had a lot of people that connected with what we were talking about. And of course, that's always unique. And we got to meet a lot of 4-H students, which are the future of agriculture. We also have gone to the University of Minnesota, Concordia. Fresno State's our first stop here in California. We plan to go to UCLA, Caltech, UC Riverside, and UC Davis, and then the University of San Francisco. And then to wrap up our whole tour, we'll be going to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. So we really strive to always make it to the National FFA Convention, because just like 4-H, FFA is a lot of youth that are really pursuing agriculture, and they're the voices and the next generation. And we just firmly believe that they'll make some great changes and really be the motivators in agriculture and advocates. It's cool to reach out to them.
So let's talk about what you're doing here exactly. You have some tablets set up. People can come and take a survey. And what does that do?
So yeah, we've created a 6-challenge quiz that just tests people's knowledge about food insecurity and hunger. So we have multiple iPads. Sometimes we get swarms of people, and we never want to turn anyone away, because for every challenge taken, our sponsors, which are National Corn Growers Association, GrowMark, and Bill and Melinda Gates. They're very generous in that for every challenge taken, they'll donate money equivalent to one meal to the food pantry that we select at each university we go to. So we try to keep it local and personal for every university we go to. And so we've selected Fresno Student Cupboard Pantry here on their campus to donate money to for every challenge taken. So we just really want that six question challenge to be a way of getting people thinking about technology and research that's going into alleviating hunger, and just getting them aware of it and sparking that conversation. If they have questions, we always ask them after the challenge, ask us questions, start that conversation. So we think that's really important. And then they're also giving back to their community.
And there's also some information that pops up after the questions. We took the questions. There's some information that pops up about it. Yeah. But also at the very end, there's an extra step where they can let representatives know. They can let the important people know that they are interested in this, right?
Oh, yes. That's another big message we're trying to send to people, especially university students, that their voices matter up in D.C. and that we send them a quick letter that just says you've taken the Hunger You Challenge, that you've learned a little bit about food insecurity, you find that something that's important and you want that policymaker to keep an eye out for. So we ask for their zip code and then we'll send that email to that message to their policymakers that are connected to that zip code. So I think that's a really unique message and way of just reminding them that they can make an impact and they have a voice and those policymakers do listen to it. The more letters that get sent, the more they'll take notice of it. So
lots of agriculture associations here in California struggle to really get people together to contact those policymakers because it does matter when they hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it does. And when you get a community of people all sending the same message, that really sends a red flag to them, like, hey, this is important to us. So all you can do is hope that, the more people you have to back you up.
If people want to find out more information or to help, if they're not able to make one of these trailers that are out here at the colleges, where do they go? Where can they find out more?
Yeah, definitely check us out on hungeryu.com. That's our main website. If anyone's interested in taking the Hunger You Challenge, we have a website for the hungeryuchallenge.com. Please check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Social media is such a big way to communicate with this generation of people. And so we really strive to get our message through Facebook. And so via Facebook, and Instagram, you can see all our travels as we go. And I think that's really fun to just see, our motto or our slogan is to make hunger extinct. So sometimes you'll see a little dinosaur in our pictures that is, traveling. It'll be in the sunny state of California, and then it will be in Minnesota, and it will be in Indianapolis. So just follow us on social media and you'll see what we're doing and all the great things that we're spreading in all these areas and universities.
Hashtag HungerU, hashtag EndHunger, hashtag Hunger Extinct, right? Any other hashtags I'm missing?
Those are the main ones.
All right. Thank you, Cheyenne. I appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of your tour.
Yeah. Thank you, Taylor. We really appreciate it.